Hello, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray, and welcome to our Day Before Thanksgiving show. I wanted to do this because I wanted to sing. I just felt the show needed me to be here, and I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, all right? And let's be clear, that's snow that we're talking about. Just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten. What are you laughing at, Frank?
Talk about glisten.
Oh, what a...
Go.
And the children...
Go ahead, Margaret, go.
To hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Oh, relax.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I imagine I write. I don't buy Christmas cards.
No, we don't believe in them.
May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
No offense intended.
No. I'm dreaming, Frank.
Of a white man.
White Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know in Pennsylvania when I was young, where the tree, if you say anything, Frank, glisten and chill. Frank's thinking about a time.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Margaret.
To hear sleigh bells in the snow, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm still dreaming of that white Christmas, but with that climate change, you know, you can kiss those goodbye. Spent in hell. Thank you.
Boy, that blew every ape in the primate house.
You can can it, Frank. It did. What blew about it?
You're the whole glisten thing.
I ought to come. I want you all to know this. First of all, I insisted that no one else be in the studio but Frank. Well, you can see how that got me. But I didn't want a lot of these giggling creeps hanging around. Let's forget about the giggling creeps, and let's sing some holiday songs here on this day before Thanksgiving as we get ready for the familial meal. The familial. Not familiar. Familial.
God damn it, Margaret, I can't hear.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening, Frank?
No, I can't hear.
In the lane, snush.
Glistening.
A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay, it's a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along.
Walking in a winter
go for it.
Land.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. But then we'd have to be going to church, and Frank and I are going to burn in hell because of the reference to glisten. You probably all now ought to listen. Go ahead, explain, Frank.
My beard glistened one night after he...
What a dick.
You sit.
I didn't know you were going to talk about... I didn't know you were going to talk about this. Anyway.
Well, save it.
No, when he... when Frank said glisten, he meant the beard. His beard was glistening from the snow. That.
Yeah, well.
In the meadow, we can build. You know, for me, Frank is snowman, and pretend that he's a circus clown. He'll remind us of Parson Brown, who in his own way is a clown. Wow, wow, when it snows, it falls on the ground and on Frank's nose. And that's not the only thing on his nose. Well,
the only thing on my nose is
like Frank. To face unafraid the plans that we've made. What's to fear? We're going to eat. Winter wonder.
Depends on what you mean by eat.
What an asshole, Frank. And this was going to be the holiday song special.
Still is.
I'm Margaret Gray, and welcome to the Phil Henry Show holiday song special. I will be singing some of my favorites. Frank Gray is here, who I insisted be here so that we could have a modicum of silliness from our engineers. Bud's not here, Robert's not here, Phil's not here, and the general, so that they aren't giggling away in the background, and you haven't heard them because you don't hear what I hear. But when...
Well?
When I'm here and I can hear them in the hallway going...
It's distracting.
Yes. That's why I asked all of them to just go ahead and bounce. Here's a nice upbeat song that we all know. It's about that funny little man named Frosty the Snowman. Was a happy, jolly soul with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
I didn't say a thing.
When I said corncob pipe, say he was made of snow, but the children know the corncob went.
That's on you, Margaret.
Magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, just like a walker on that show. We're all thinking about. Anyway.
Yeah, Frosty the Snowman, she was something else. With the corncob pipe.
Yes, this is what I'm talking about, Frank.
I didn't say a goddamn thing. I was just mentioning her corncob pipe. You're the one that talked about walkers.
Frosty led them down the streets of town, right to the traffic cop. You see, technically, Frosty was the walking dead, so he had to stop. Frosty the Snowman, now it can be told, he's a reanimated dead corpse
with a corncob wedge.
I'll be back someday. See, that's what Frosty said.
Frankie.
That's what Frosty and Frank.
Frosty and Frank.
God.
Frankie and Frosty do a radio show.
Thanks a lot, Frank. God, that hurt.
This is Frank Gray. You're listening to Margaret Gray singing some of his favorite holiday classics.
Oh, here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Oh, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen, Blitzen, all of his reindeer pulling on the reins. Santa's pulling something else, but since the kids are here, I will keep my own counsel and just sing right here. Well, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag, you bet he does, filled with toys for kids, and, you know.
Jesus Christ, Margaret.
Frank, I've had a couple of drinks. Anyway, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down the lane. Here comes Santa Claus, he doesn't care if you're rich or poor, for he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we are gone. God's children that makes everything right. This song just got very religious, and I don't feel comfortable with that. I'm sorry, I'm agnostic.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He's not Saint Nick. He isn't Fat Jesus. He's just Santa Claus, a regular guy who might have been a hobo last year. Maybe he went in for electroshock and now he's fine and he gives out toys. Okay, Christ.
All right, Margaret, don't. Boy, look at him flipping his lid.
I'm fine. Cause Santa Claus comes, C-O-M-E-S, tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I know it seems like I'm making garbage out of all of these songs. I know it seems as if I'm turning it into filth. But you have to understand, I'm anticipating, okay, Frank? I'm anticipating Frank and his eyeballs going around in his head like, ooh, there's another double entendre, and I'm trying to cut him off at the pass. And in the process, I made a reference to...
to Santa Claus jacking her dick.
Did I say that, Frank?
No.
And other references that are very unfortunate. Oh, my God, this is one that I've always enjoyed, I've always loved. I think I sing it very, very well, but I've always had to share the stage with others. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you hear...
racing results. I'm sorry, God.
It's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring.
Ding-a-ling.
Hear them sing. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
What else?
I think that's it. Thank you very much. That's a great song. It's called Silver Bells, a song that I've always loved, although I did think it had more... more lyrics right here. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling that we've already sung these words. Children laughing, like they were, people passing, more of them, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner, you hear...
Daddy's gotta get well.
Silver bell. Frank, would you stop that? Daddy's gotta get well. So you're going to your past now, when you were running...
Oh, my Christ.
Well, never mind. Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Yes, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. You really need to remember that. Thanks for that, Frank. You know, I would have been done better had I had the other slobs in here.
Margaret, you're doing fine. He's always complaining.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our holiday sing-a-thong, if you will. I'm Margaret Gray. The day before Thanksgiving, as we get ready for Thanksgiving and the holiday season, I'm singing some of my favorite holiday songs. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, la 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 la.
Damn it, Margaret, you're spitting all over me.
Our gay apparel, fa-la la 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 la. La, la, la. Now, Frank.
They see the blazing Yule before us. La, ba, la, la, ba, la, la. La, la, la. Strike the harp and join the chorus. La, ha, 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 la, la.
Can you read, Frank?
Follow me in merry measure. I knew her. La ba da ha la la la.
Who?
Merry Measure.
No.
While I tell of Yuletide treasure, la fa la, fa la fa la 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 la.
Boy, did that blow, that blew a big, big giant jackrabbit. Fast away the year old passes, fa la 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 la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa la 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 la.
Yeah.
Sing we joyous all together, fa la 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 la. Frank, do you know that you're looking more and more like Jim Baker?
Thank you.
La 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 la.
Fade out. Well, I don't know how much more of this I can stand, but Margaret's going to continue singing Christmas favorites.
What does that mean?
No, just the whole...
Here's a great song made very famous by that wonderful, the wonderful Perry Como. I love it. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Isn't it, Frank?
I gotta open my eyes.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go. Take a look at the five and dime. Glisten. There it is with the...
Well, you... Margaret, just dance over it.
I don't like the line glistening. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. Now, all I can think of is your beard glistening.
God damn, Margaret.
Never mind. On your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots in the wish of Barney and Jen. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk as the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go. In the public latrine. At the scene.
That's not it.
Well, I'm singing it that way. Because that's... It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Even here in jail. Which is where I hope I stay for the next few days until Christmas is mercifully dead and buried and...
Margaret Gray with the holiday songs that he loves best. Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Who's playing the horns?
Dickman. I thought Dickman was. But...
You know, ladies and gentlemen, Christmas is not Christmas without the 12 days of Christmas. We don't really know what that means. It doesn't matter. It's a lovely song. It means something to someone. On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Great.
On the same...
I'm sorry.
My true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Where do you put all this stuff?
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. I object to three French hens. I think that's a sexual...
Yeah, I think it's a marital aid.
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling birds. Now, I know that's... Three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. All of this is vaguely sexual. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth...
Jesus H. Christ.
My true love sent to me... Six geese a-laying.
Yeah.
Five golden rings. Four calling birds. Three French hens. Two turtle doves. And a partridge in a pear tree.
I looked it up there. These are all birds.
Yeah, I'll bet they are. My true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming. Thank you.
Where are you going?
the mic on you.
Martin will be right back. He's got to take a leak.
I didn't ask you to...
Frank Gray here with Margaret Gray and with Margaret Gray, and this is the 12 Days... No, it isn't. It's the Holiday Sing Special.
Toilet paper.
The lower shelf. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Here's one that I think we're going to leave you with, mercifully. Frank and I need to have a talk.
I didn't do a damn thing.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some porn.
Porn, huh?
Corn for popping. And let turn the lights down low, let it snow, let it snow. Can we do this again? This is a delightful song that we're going to leave you with now, ladies and gentlemen. One of my favorites. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping.
Stop. You're being ethnic.
What are you talking about?
You're going, man. You're like Satchmo.
Oh, give me a break, Frank.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Do it again, then, for Christ on a crutch. This is one of my favorites, and I think we'll leave you with this one.
All right.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so frightful. And since I'm so afraid of the...
Do it again.
Frank, I'm gonna... Frank, you die at 9.
Why 9?
Because that's what I set the alarm for, Frank. Why 9? Make sure you do the edits.
The edits are gonna be done.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of my favorites. It's a holiday classic we'll leave you with called Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so frightful. And since I'm so frightened of the snow...
What is your major malfunction, for Christ's sake, Margaret?
Just do it again, Frank. This is a delightful, delightful song, ladies and gentlemen. One of my favorites of the season. We'll leave you with it. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it burn, let it snow.
Let it burn?
Talking about the fire.
Pick it up.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to burn...
Are you nuts or something?
Frank, I'm nervous, okay? This whole night has been jarring.
One more time.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since I've no place to be, let it...
I'm gonna hurt somebody.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stop, sit, shit, fuck, shit. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some boo. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some corn for corn cobbing.
You know what, Margaret? You're doing that on purpose.
I swear to God, Frank, watching you and looking at all your double entendres tonight is doing it.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Blame me, just because I talked about a corn cob.
Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some pop for corn...
Corn cobbing.
God damn you, Frank. Man, it doesn't show signs. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some cornholing.
Cornholing, God Almighty. This is Frank Gray.
I'm Margaret Gray. Thank you for listening to our holiday special.
Well, you did it. Margaret Gray's holiday special is brought to you by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive producer Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm Margaret Gray. Most of these songs that you heard tonight were sung above average. I can guarantee you won't get them better anywhere else.
Even with, with cornholing?
Other than that... Would you give me some dental floss, please?
I beg your pardon?
Give me some of the dental floss. I've got something wedged.
Shit.
Always with the filthy mind, Frank. You know that?
Margaret, I'm not the one with the leading lines like I've got something wedged. Only you. Only you, Margaret. Only you.
All right, Frank. Don't say it like you're a televangelist.
Only you, Margaret. Only you, Margaret.
Can prevent forest fires?
I didn't say that. I said you're the one that talks about having it wedged.